Walk through the halls of Busy Bees Academy in Columbus, and director Kathleen Holliday says you'll notice something different.
Everyone has a stake in each child's education.
All right, boys and girls, you may put your fish, your extra fish, in your Jell-O.
Teachers here are charged with preparing each of the school's 115 four-year-olds for kindergarten.
We're also just giving them a foundation for learning.
90% of a child's brain is developed by the time they turn five.
Well, we know we have a large group of children who enter the kindergarten doors and they're already a year to 2 years behind in their learning and development.
That's Michael Kahn-Powers. He's the director at the Early Childhood Center at the Indiana Institute on Disability and Community at Indiana University. He's written numerous policy briefs about pre-K education.
Even with the best kindergarten teachers, it's hard to catch up. And kindergartens have changed so much now because they have strong educational outcomes they need to be meeting. They don't have the time and the luxury to slowly ease all children into formal schooling. And so once behind, then the likelihood is they'll always be behind.
According to the most recent census, only about 40% of Hoosier 3- and 4-year-olds get any preschool, and even fewer attend high-quality programs. Governor Mike Pence made finding money for pre-K his number one education priority this session.
I believe we can start in the area of early childhood development.
His proposal seemed doomed to fail, but in the waning days of the session, lawmakers revived it, putting the onus on the governor to come up with the money to pay for it. A difficult proposition, given that state revenues are down. Pence recently announced cuts to higher education, and he sold the state plane.
I'm very confident that even in this difficult and uncertain economy that we are managing the state's resources in a prudent way and in a manner that's going to preserve our budget surplus as well as our budget reserves and meet the obligations of our programs around the state.
Pence says he's already identified those pools of money that add up to $10 million within the Family and Social Services Administration, but he hasn't released the specific areas to the public. He says the cuts won't mean any reduction in services. And at least 10% of the money for the pilot is supposed to come from private donations or federal dollars. That can add up to $5 million. There's no cap on the number of students who can be in the pre-K pilot. It's limited only by the amount of money available.
Yes, it would be nice that more children and families could benefit. Beggars can't be choosy. We need to start somewhere. And waiting for everybody to be served, that could take a long time.
Here are the details. The FSSA will select 5 counties to participate in the program. The FSSA will oversee the program. Eligible families must make 127% of the federal poverty level, or about $30,000 for a family of four. Grants awarded will range from $2,500 to $6,800. Kids can go to top-rated child care centers on the state's Path to Quality scale, that is, levels 3 and 4. But pre-K researchers are skeptical some of those programs will be high quality enough to make a difference in the education of very low-income children the pilot targets. A study Kahn-Powers conducted found some level 3 programs weren't particularly strong.
They weren't any better than folks that were not participating in the Path to Quality. Research across the country generally finds that quality rating systems aren't always aligned with education quality.
The pilot also includes up to $1 million for a study that will follow the kids in the program through the third grade.
It's the Indiana way. Is we get started, we put our money where our hearts are, and then we deliberate, we consider, and we're careful.
Pence says the study will give lawmakers data on the impact the pilot had that they can then use to determine how to best expand pre-K. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Sarah Whitmire.